latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Manchester United headlines. Zlatan Ibrahimovic will resume rehabilitation on his injured knee later this week. The Swedish striker has been ordered to take it easy by his doctors after throwing himself into his recovery from the operation to repair his damaged ligaments back in May. Zlatan has recently spoken to his medics in the USA and they are delighted with his rapid progress, with a playing return in early December now looking increasingly likely. The former Paris Saint-Germain striker, however, was told last week to put his feet up and stay away from Carrington to give his body a much-needed rest. United boss Jose Mourinho has already confirmed the Red Devils have opened talks over the possibility of Ibrahimovic signing a new deal until the end of the season, as soon as he's able to prove his overall fitness. Zlatan has remained living in Manchester with his family over the summer, and United's own staff expect to see him again towards the end of this week. Meanwhile, Romelu Lukaku says it was a dream come true to score two goals in front of the United fans on Sunday. The £75 million record signing struck in each half at Old Trafford to set United on the way to a convincing 4-0 win, which was wrapped up in the latter stages by Anthony Martial and Paul Pogba. After also netting against Real Madrid in the Super Cup last week, Lukaku has begun the season full of confidence, and West Ham certainly had little answer to him. He said, "To play in front of such a crowd and for such a great club, it's a dream come true." Those are the words of Romelu Lukaku. And finally, injured duo Luke Shaw and Ashley Young were spotted in a full-on six-a-side match following the game at Old Trafford. They were part of a training pitch workout with the unused substitutes. In fact, some of the used substitutes also played in that game. But Young and Shaw both looking very close to fitness now, certainly training with the squad again.